Hi, everyone. I'm Cheryl Butler, and you're listening to the Mighty Mommy's Quick and Dirty Tips podcast, which will help make your life as a parent a little bit easier and a lot more fun. Welcome. Today's episode is number 413, 6 ways to help your child practice self-love. Because helping our child build a solid self-esteem is one of the most important jobs in parenting. A parent has a major influence on his child's self-esteem. So it can be truly heartbreaking when you witness your son or daughter struggling to feel good about him or herself. Self-esteem is the collection of beliefs or feelings that we all have about ourselves. How we think about ourselves, either positively or negatively, influences our attitudes, behavior, and success in life. If your child has confidence in herself, she's also more likely to fight off peer pressure and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Whether your child is a toddler or a teenager, you as his parent will influence how he thinks about himself. In order to encourage your child to build good self-esteem and actually like himself, Mighty Mommy has 6 tips to keep in mind. Tip number 1, encourage volunteering. Being kind to others, as well as sharing your time to help those less fortunate, can be one of the fastest paths to a healthy self-esteem. If you have a child who's really down on himself, try to shift his attention off of focusing on what he doesn't like and instead encourage him to care for others. Mark Snyder, a psychologist and head of the Center for the Study, noted in an article, Why Helping Others Makes Us Happy, that people who volunteer tend to have higher self-esteem, psychological well-being, and overall happiness. I found this to be true with several of my children, particularly my 16-year-old son. He's the 6th of our 8 kids and is not athletically inclined like our other children. He went through a terrible phase of putting himself down because he wasn't an athlete. He happens to have a really great sense of humor, however, and is not only very witty, he is able to build anything without directions. And he loves to demonstrate this to others. Last year, I asked him to help me by being my assistant in the Sunday school class that I teach. He reluctantly agreed, but after the first class, he was totally hooked. The younger kids really look up to him, and he was able to share his love of creating things with them during class time. Not only is he a huge help to me, he has been a real source of comfort to some of the special needs kids in the class. His self-esteem has blossomed over the past year due to his volunteering. Help your child look for ways to share his time and talent, and you will likely see a big shift in his sense of self. Tip number 2, create a self-esteem file. When I was in high school, I was fortunate to have a very creative yet compassionate English teacher who taught me not only how to appreciate beautiful poetry and how to craft a well-written story, she also taught me about self-worth. At the beginning of my senior year, she had the entire class create a very important file, which was named My Self-Esteem File. We all decorated a manila folder with bright, beautiful colors and stickers. And throughout the school year, we collected any papers, projects, memos, or notes of praise that were given to us by our teachers and our classmates. In addition, we had to come up with a list of 10 things that we liked about ourselves, physically, academically, and character-wise. We also had to have at least 3 classmates name 10 attributes that they admired about us. We perused these self-esteem files on a regular basis, and it never failed to pump us up and make us feel like we were extremely valuable human beings. To this day, I have a similar file that I keep positive notes, like fan mail, from readers and listeners in, and friends and family, and of course my editors and coworkers. In a time where I'm not feeling so good about myself, I read through some of this file, and it's an instant pick-me-up. Help your children to create their own self-esteem files so that they can collect words of praise throughout their childhood. Together, you can read all the complimentary things said about them and celebrate what makes them special. Tip number 3, give your undivided attention. One way to make another person feel like they aren't very important or worthwhile is to not pay attention to them when they're talking to you, or to continually interrupt them when they're trying to share their feelings. Kids are no different when it comes to this. If your daughter comes home from school excited to tell you about being chosen to represent her class in the science fair, and you pick up your cell phone to text your best friend about the neighborhood wine tasting while she's sharing her big news, you're sending a really loud signal. You're not that important to me. It's impossible to be tuned in 100% of the time due to the logistics of having busy lives. But when we make the effort to focus and pay attention to our kids when they do have significant news to share, we're affirming their value in our lives, which in turn helps to build their self-esteem. Tip number 4, don't humiliate. There aren't many of us who haven't faced an embarrassing situation. As the mother of 8 kids, I've had my fair share, more than I care to remember, and have witnessed many that my children have experienced as well. Like not too long ago, my son stood in the locker room getting ready for his basketball game, only to pull out his uniform shorts and find my youngest daughter's Tinkerbell underpants clinging to them. He somehow survived that horrible moment, even though several of his teammates nicknamed him Captain Hook for the rest of the afternoon. Yet, I also recall visiting a new friend's home right after report cards came out, and unfortunately, her son didn't receive good grades. I was there when she opened it and looked at him with great disappointment and said, "I thought you were in high school, not kindergarten. Do you want me to buy you a new box of crayons?" That poor teen slithered out of the room about 3 inches tall. When our kids do something wrong, it's okay to call them on it and turn it into a teaching opportunity. But it's never okay to humiliate them, especially in front of others. Tip number 5, be present. The world we live in today is chock full of commitments, obligations, and demanding schedules. It's easy to see how parents can be overly distracted from the minute they rise and shine in the morning. One way to help our kids feel good about themselves is to connect with them on a regular basis. Turn off your cell phones, your TVs, and laptops, and sit with your child for a few minutes each day and have an everyday conversation about school, their soccer team, what their favorite ice cream flavor is, how they like to spend free time after school. When we show a genuine interest in our kids' feelings and what's going on in their lives, we help build their self-worth. And tip number 6, laugh at yourself. People who take themselves too seriously are certainly missing out on a lot of fun in life. A good sense of humor and the ability to make light of oneself is an important part of living a happy and fulfilled life. Kids need to learn that we all make mistakes, and many times, if we laugh at ourselves, we can lighten the mood and move forward faster. If you make a mistake or do something you label as silly, view it as an opportunity to laugh at yourself or have a good laugh with your kids. For instance, just this week, I came home from work, put dinner in the oven, set the kitchen timer, and headed to the laundry room to fold towels while dinner cooked. When I returned to the kitchen 45 minutes later, I discovered I had set the timer, but forgot to turn on the oven. Dinner would now be an hour late. But instead of getting upset, I thought about crying. I did, but I was just too tired. I started to sing that song from The Wizard of Oz, "If I Only Had a Brain," to which 2 of my kids joined in. We were all hysterical laughing within a few short minutes, and eventually we did get to eat our lasagna for dinner. Having the ability to laugh at yourself means that you accept that you're not perfect, but you feel pretty good about who you are. What are some ways that you help to boost your child's self-esteem? Share your thoughts in the comments section at quickanddirtytips.com/mighty-mommy or post your ideas on the Mighty Mommy Facebook page. And you can email me at mommy@quickanddirtytips.com, and I hope you'll visit my family-friendly boards at pinterest.com/mightymommyqdt. And be sure to sign up for the upcoming Mighty Mommy newsletter, chock full of practical advice to make your parenting life easier and more enjoyable. Have fun this week connecting with your family. Thanks for listening. And until next time, happy parenting.